41 superintendents of school districts in Kent, Muskegon, and Ottawa counties make up the West Michigan Talent Triangle. It's a collective of West Michigan school leaders who drive policy decisions that are focused on the best interests of students, according to its website. Most recently, economists at the Michigan Consensus Review Estimating Conference reported that with the economy in a recession, the Michigan School Aid Fund would fall $1.3 billion short of previous projections. Now the group of superintendents say, without the help of state and federal governments, devastating cuts are on the horizon to Michigan public schools. Kevin Polston is the superintendent of Godfrey Lee Public Schools in Wyoming, Michigan. He says, without help, public school districts like his are looking at eliminating a number of student programs coupled with massive layoffs.
You know, that's obviously the fear that we all have. You know, our concern right now is, without any intervention from the state or federal government, local school districts have a constitutional requirement to have a balanced budget. School districts don't have fund balances or rainy day funds that can absorb that type of hit. So difficult decisions will have to be made.
And the decision for the government to step in is getting some bipartisan support. On Monday, Senate Majority Leader and Republican Mike Shirkey called on Congress to get involved and offer support to the states, while Michigan Senators Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters, both Democrats, also have voiced their support. I'm Daniel Booth.